Hello and welcome to The Big Fight. Well, you know, politics is strange and all sorts of strange things can happen, such as who would have thought that the Modi government, or the BJP in particular, would be getting attacked from the right wing for being either soft on Pakistan or for not defending people, being nationalistic and patriotic and waving the Indian flag enough. And yet that's part of that is what's been happening this week, both after Pakistan and some of the recent statements they've made, and more specifically over the NIT in Srinagar, where students from outside the state of Jammu and Kashmir were lathi charged, rather brutal fashion, and we have seen lots of brutal lathi charges in Srinagar over the years, and this was another one. But this time over people waving the national flag, shouting pro-India slogans, and then they were beaten up. And now many of them say that they're feeling insecure and they want to find a way out. They want to find a solution. They're even suggesting moving the NIT out of Srinagar. All of this also going to underline the strain that the newly formed BJP-PDP government could be facing in that state. So where do we move from here? What are the steps forward? Joining us to discuss all of this, Sambit Patra, spokesperson of the BJP, Dr. Ajoy Kumar, spokesperson of the Congress Party, Sushil Pandit, Kashmiri Pandit activist and the CEO of Ad Agency Hive. Great to have you with us. Shabnam Lom, advocate at the Supreme Court and a political activist. Kamal Mitra Chinoy is a professor of the School of International Studies at JNU. Joining us from Srinagar, Junaid Mattu is a spokesperson of the National Conference, and also with us from Srinagar, Professor Gul Wani, who's the director of Kashmir Studies at the Kashmir University. But before we go into what happened, what didn't happen, and what can be done right now, let me go straight to NDTV's Nazir Masoodi, who's been keeping a close eye on the situation. Nazir, we've so many times in the last 20 years seen incidents of stone throwing in the Kashmir Valley and lathi charges in the Kashmir Valley. This is a new one, though, isn't it? People being lathi charged for trying to leave their campus with the national flag.
Yeah, exactly. And people were wondering for the first time for Jammu and Kashmir police is being questioned and made answerable. Why did they lathi charge students so brutally when the students released the videos how they were being lathi charged by the police inside the camps? But there was the police. They released the footage showing how these students were not anything but peaceful.
One of the sad parts about it is that we are hearing stories. Even now, there seems to be some polarization between local students and students from outside the state. That polarization is there. Friends being sometimes put into a slightly difficult position where someone you're sharing a room with and suddenly you're on the other side of the fence in something like this. So it's rather disturbing, the atmosphere inside that particular campus right now.
Well, Vikram, finally the girl students who are part of the protests have finally made it clear that it's not local versus non-local. They say they have no issues with the local students. Their fight and the protests are against police and the administration of the NIT. But police have also released, are using the social media, are saying if they are anti-national, which have many channels have been using the words, then who are they fighting for? The war they are fighting for? Whose war they are fighting for?
Right. Thanks for joining us with some of those perspectives. Before I come to the panel, I just want to go across to NIT, where we do have a student there, somewhat understandably wants to keep his identity a secret. But hello, if you can hear me, I'm just trying to understand what is the situation out there and what is it that you are feeling. Have things started to quieten down?
Situation here is still tense. My best friend, his head has been broken for no reason. Five policemen together lathi charged a single guy, and people, it is just a horrendous episode that we all want justice right now.
You know, and if you can just stay on with me for a minute, though, I just want to play for our viewers two videos, because obviously there are two different versions of what exactly happened. Here for you is the police's version, and the police's version is showing a certain amount of violence. It's showing, you know, those young people throwing stones at cars. You know, in Kashmir, stone throwing happens and lathi charges happen. Actually, it seems to be something which happens. You know, if you go to Nohata, go to a lot of these places, go to Mysuma, you'll see that happening just about every week. So stone throwing and then followed by tear gases is something that the police there is somewhat used to. If there was stone throwing, though, then is that something which was also wrong of the students to do? This is the second version. This is what you and other students have been putting forward, saying that, look at this, these students are not doing much, and absolute brutality is being used on them, a really, really savage lathi charge. Look at the way that particular, you know, kid is being beaten up. And then look at the pictures of injuries that there are on some of these students. So, if I could just come back to you, there was some stone throwing and maybe some violence by the students itself. How would you respond to that?
This is something that they are trying to do to defend themselves from the atrocities. This is on the 1st of April. The video that was released was from the 1st of April, whereas the one where we were brutally lathi charged and people's heads were broken, this is on 5th of April. So this is absolutely unrelated what they're doing. They're just trying to scare the children. All of us are terrified for our lives. We don't know. The JK police is capable of anything. We fear for our lives over here.
How are the things between you and other local students? There's so many, there must be friends of yours who are local students out there. How is the relationship between you right now? Are things now quietening down there? Are they helping you in any way? What is the situation inside right now?
Administration hasn't come to visit us. No one, the MHRD officials haven't visited us since the first time that they did yesterday. People are still, they still protest. They're still out there, sitting out there in the rain, in spite of all the bad weather. We still want justice. We will not back down so easily. They think that just by playing delay tactics or by trying to make this issue political and religious, they're going to back down. This is not a religious issue. This is not a political issue. We have nothing against the locals. This is against the administration and the JK police. We want justice.
Right. And what would be your expectation and demand both from the government in the state and also from the central government?
None of our students should be booked for any of these the false accusations that they promise of. And then secondly, we want action to be taken against the JK police as well as the administration. And the third point, shift us and shift the NIT to a safer location where we may continue our studies.
Shifting out NIT, I'm not quite sure how feasible that particular demand is, and I think the government's also been indicating that. But all right, thank you so much. I know you're wanting to keep your identity secret, so I won't thank you by name, but thanks so much for joining us with that perspective. All right, let me get everyone else in right now. Professor Wani, let me kick off with you, though, from Kashmir University. Obviously, you would be no stranger to lathi charges or stone throwing or any of these incidents on the streets of Srinagar. It's been going on now for, I don't know, decades in a sense. This one was slightly different. What is your take on your response to what we've just heard from that young person at NIT?
I mean, in this type of a situation, when a student say that, you see, disproportionate force was used upon them, it automatically gives rise to multiple questions, and it has obviously led to constituting an inquiry and also registering FIR, because there are a couple of stories around it that why actually the police had to use lathi charge against the agitating students. There is one view that the students were so, in a way, were also using quite a disproportionate type of that youth power against the police and in a way destroying some college property and some infrastructure, etc., etc. But these are type of issues which I think are not so important for me. Let the inquiry committee go into these issues. What are important is that let us first of all evaluate what has been the relationship between locals and the non-local students as far as NIT is concerned. Vikram, please underline this fact. I am teaching in the University of Kashmir, which is yards away from the NIT, and I have over a period of time observed that these non-local students not only actually use legitimately the space of the NIT, but also during the evenings also enjoy the gardens and lawns of Kashmir University. And I have earlier in your program also said...
That's not unusual. Young people do it all over the place. Why should there be an us and a them? I mean, you come to Delhi, you come to universities, you'll find students using each other's parks, going to each other's dhabas. It's not unusual. It's not unusual anywhere in the world. Young people do it, and young people should do it, by the way. They should share spaces and share dhabas and share food and you know, all of that.
Absolutely, because wherever these programs go on in any part of the country, we cannot run these programs, students going from one part of the country to another part, unless local communities are also involved in that type of a thing. So in that sense, I think the relationship between local and non-local students is absolutely cordial. We need to actually underline that important thing.
Fine. But that's the message point you're making, that it is cordial and it should remain cordial. By the way, that should happen everywhere. The whole point is that you should have non-local, you should have students from other parts of the country coming to Srinagar, studying out there, having a good time out there, just as you should have students from the valley coming and studying in all other parts of the country and having a great time there. That's the way it should be. That's the correct way forward.
Yeah. In fact, I must tell you, I may go one step ahead. In my Institute of Kashmir Studies, we have students from Sara countries in the University of Kashmir, and very few people know it. The question is that at the end of the day, Kashmir is a tourist destination. The people have a certain culture of being good hosts, etc. The question is that we need to wait for this type of an inquiry and what is going to come out of that.
Let's face it, young people are young people. There will be disagreements. In this case, all right, people are cheering for a particular team, people are cheering for another team. You could disagree with why somebody is cheering why should somebody be cheering for the defeat of India here in India is a very real issue which you could be getting agitated about. But it'll happen that young kids will sometimes disagree. They will fight with each other. What happens after that is a larger question. Also throws up the question of freedom of expression. I'm going to come in reverse direction now before I end up with you, Sambit. Coming with the Chinoy, one of the questions that many people have asked is, we had such a hoo-ha, justifiably, in my view, here in Delhi, at a time when students of JNU were attacked, when Kanhaiya Kumar was arrested, when students were beaten up inside court, when Kanhaiya Kumar was beaten up inside court, it became a major issue on freedom of expression, saying that young people are entitled to express their views at JNU. By that same logic, the students of JNU have absolutely full right to express their views, to wave the national flag, and to shout patriotic slogans if they want to. We're not seeing that. Then it's also been raised. We're not seeing that same amount of outrage from people like you as to why they should be beaten up for doing that.
The problem is with the police, a major problem. If you see any student demonstration which goes slightly out of line, the police do not use soft power. They use hard power. They will use lathis. They will have body armor, as happened in HCU. And the same thing has happened here. I mean, if there had been talk with these people, agreed, all right, we will move the police back this distance and try to work out a non-violent way of dealing with students. Students
that
will
should,
get
by
voices.
It should happen everywhere. It should happen in JNU. It should happen in Kashmir University. It should happen in NIT.
In JNU,
it should happen ideally with Stone Pelters and Nahata as well. You know,
but
it should
JNU,
happen with all of them.
The students were not attacked inside JNU. They were attacked in the Patiala House court and outside.
But
so that's a different kind of thing.
I'm just trying to establish a principle of this. You would agree that whatever's happening at NIT, if kids are being beaten up out there for shouting patriotic slogans, it is something that left liberals should be attacking
also. No, suppose they were not shouting patriotic slogans. That doesn't give the police a right to beat up students.
Okay.
These are students, after all. They've come to study. They have invested their time and money in doing this. So they should not be treated as criminals.
Okay, Shabnam.
You see, as a matter of principle, whether it's JNU, Hyderabad or NIIT, I feel that students, you cannot use brute force against students. Police has no business going into universities and indulging in such brute lathi charge. The basic premise of law is that, Your Honor, give me justice and I will trust the law. What you have done here is you have taken away that trust that is with the administration or the police, as well as the government. I do not subscribe to this view that there was a new government. So what? 2 days? What is the job of a minister? Do you think they were sworn 2 days earlier and so they sit in Jammu? If a minister would have flown in and gone to the university or to the NIIT and NIIT. Would have asked the students, stayed there, that is the job of a minister.
So can I just ask you, one is the law and order aspect of it, the other the political aspect. When you're talking to people out there, is this entire issue becoming politicized? Because you're hearing, strangely, on social media and other things, from some of the locals there in Srinagar saying, well, you know, they deserved it. They were coming out of their gates, waving the national flag. They deserved to be attacked, which is a strange sort of a reaction.
I would request people in Kashmir to be very careful when they are making statements. I did not like his statement when he said that, look here, children from outside, students come and they enjoy the space around Dal. It is not anybody's space. It does not belong to the locals there. Anyone can enjoy that space. They should be careful when they make these statements, because there are so many Kashmiri students who are studying outside the state. And for Ms. Simriti Irani Sahiba, she made one, I would just say that she has said that Bharat Mata Ki Jai in Kashmir, she says it is a state subject. I would like to know why in Kashmir it is a state subject and in Delhi and other parts of the country it is not a state subject.
But actually, I think one of the best comments on this was, I think, tweeted by Rahul Panditha, who said something like, "Darasal Bharat mein kai Bharat hain, kahin par iski jai bolne par pitai hoti hai, kahin par iski jai na bolne par pitai hoti hai, iski akhandita ka sabse bada suchak yahi hai." That's an interesting point. Some places you'll get beaten up for saying Bharat Mata Ki Jai, and other places beaten up for not seeing it. All right, Professor Wani, Shabnam was contesting what you were saying right now, saying that it's not a big deal if students from outside are coming to the Kashmir Valley and enjoying parks, enjoying other gardens. It's their right to do so, just as it is the right of Kashmiri students coming and studying in other parts of the country to enjoy whatever they're
right. The question is that I need to be understood.
It's not a great favor that is being done.
That the impression sometimes is, the impression that is being created is as if the non-local students are non-local in the sense, because I see them, I have many of them come to me. Whether it's a barber shop, it is a restaurant, it is a milikwala, it is a market in the Hazratbal area, etc. They go out, enjoy, they don't remain confined to the hostels there.
But of course they shouldn't. I'm trying to figure out why you think that's a big deal. I'll tell you something, if you come to Delhi, all the prominent leaders of the Hurriyat are in every second mall in Delhi. Come here to Delhi, I'll take you to them. Come to Select City, you'll find every second Hurriyat leader, especially in the winter months, is out here eating, drinking, having a good time, opening restaurants, inhabiting clothes shops, and they are separatists and nobody contests it. So why should you feel surprised that ordinary students are doing?
The question is that when we say all these things, you see, the question that is being raised by many people is that the NIT should be shifted out. We are actually contesting that police, for God's sake, look, in spite of all the difficulties that the Kashmiris have gone through or all others over a period of time, I mean, it is a society which has tremendous capacity to be good hostess and also provide all sorts of facilities, as Kashmiri students are getting facilities in Chennai, they are getting facilities in Pune or in Bangalore.
Sushil, these students, in response to denouncement of India post the match, took out this procession. I have seen the video. They have been posted on YouTube. It was a peaceful procession. There was no vandalism. Nobody was harmed. Even till date, police has not produced a single cop who was injured. There's not a single person from administration or faculty who has a scratch on him. But six of them have ended up in Bones and Joints Hospital. There are people with cracked skull, as he said, people with 11 to 12 stitches, about 35 of them badly bruised. Now, this is the kind of treatment these students are meted out. And what I object to here is that attempt to balance it with everyday stone pelting in Nauhatta or downtown is not fair. These are engineering students, thousands of kilometers, hundreds of kilometers away from their homes and families, studying in a campus of a certain caliber. They have passed competitive exams. They are not street urchins motivated by politicians in order to dismember India. They are not defying curfew. They are not looting shopkeepers, pelting buses, harming passengers, committing arson on public property. No, sir. There cannot be an equivalence here. That Kashmir is used to police action and all kinds of stone pelters or all kinds of demonstrators have to be treated equally.
I think there would be one theory, there would be one concept, and to play devil's advocate to what you're saying, I mean, I get the point you're making. There is one certain view that you shouldn't use excessive force in any case, you know, with young people, if you can possibly help it, especially inside colleges.
I think that can't be
it would apply to Kashmir University, it would apply to NIT, it should apply to JNU, it should apply to Delhi University.
Excessive Hyderabad University. Is a very loaded term. What is excessive? If there is a cop or three or four of them standing in front of a mob targeting them with stones coming at you at 100 kilometers an hour, and you could die as a result of this. If there are gun-toting people, if there is arson, if your own life is threatened, I can understand what kind of force police can use. Today, I do not have a single case in Kashmir where a Pakistani flag or an ISIS flag has been seized. Forget demonstrators booked, forget they have been taken into custody or prosecuted against. But national flag was seized from these students. And I have seen pictures of what it was used for, dumping garbage. This is provocation. And the student that you interviewed very clearly said that whatever little resistance these students offered was after brutal intimidation they were subjected to.
The real story of Kashmir really remains untold. And the real sentiment of Kashmir, if you see how the average Kashmiri Muslim at this time is feeling, we are all with the students of NIIT. And so what we do, we don't need to fuel this further.
Okay.
What we need is reconciliation.
Sambit, the response that came, oh, it's a minor lathi charge, it's a mild lathi charge, nothing much happened, has this put the BJP a bit on the back foot? You're ruling the country at the center, you have the government in the state of Jammu and Kashmir, and here are people being beaten up for waving the national flag.
As far as the first reference of yours to the mild lathi charge by Mr. Nirmal Singh is concerned, let me first clarify, because the minister himself clarified yesterday. So the initial report that was subjected to him through the police was that of a mild lathi charge. But when he went into the details of it, he in fact found that it was absolutely wrong. The subsequent statements which came from Mr. Nirmal Singh was reading into the fact that the police in fact exceeded their brief, and that's the reason as to why an inquiry committee would be constituted within 15 days after the report is submitted. Action, strictest action would be taken against the people, the police people who are responsible for this. I agree. We are the ones who are answerable. Mr. Rajnath Singh, Mrs. Smriti Irani, all of them time and again have assured the students, please don't worry, your security is our concern and we promise to you that you would be secure. Second issue is, this is a very sensitive matter. I, as a spokesperson of the party which is in government, would not like to make any slightest distinction between Kashmiri and non-Kashmiri students, because that may become into a fireball which would be very difficult to manage across the country.
Nirmal Singh was not the only responsible statement. You had other statements coming, where one of your prominent leaders from the Bari saying, well, there could be repercussions in Kashmiri students in other parts of the country. I thought that was a rather inflammatory statement to make.
No, that's the reason as to why I say, I mean, the government, all the top notches of the government, Mr. Rajnath Singh, Smriti Irani, Nirmal Singh, all of them have been quite restrained in their view, saying that security is our concern, but please don't make this issue into local versus the rest, because that's going to be really bad across the country.
Look, Vikram, I think the genesis, if you look at it from the various, start off with the various universities, whether it's the Hyderabad Central University, whether it's FTII, whether it's Chennai, then JNU. So one is that repeatedly these things are happening and then finally culminating in NIT. So what the police so easily getting into campuses, like Shabnam correctly said, should be stopped. The second issue is, I think the Bharatiya Janata Party has to take responsibility, because the tallest leaders say, we won the first round of the nationalism, as if it's a boxing match going on. And then the second round they get knocked out. I don't want to get into it, but I'm just saying they started this whole discussion, round one, we won. It's not Muhammad Ali versus Joe Fraser, it's actual serious stuff. Ramdev ji says stuff like, I'll chop off the head. And, you know, frankly speaking, I thought Ramdev ji will give some Chyawanprash, which will make you say Bharat Mata, because he can cure cancer and, you know, homosexuality. So fundamentally, he's saying stuff like this. So police excesses, yes. But what's the danger now? You keep targeting JNK police. By the way, the JNK police guys who did wrong should be taken action. They're also the guys from Jammu and Kashmir, a lot of cops who sacrificed their life in the, you know, fighting terrorists. So are you going to create that kind of dissension between it?
By the way, we've been hearing a lot of this from the Jammu and Kashmir police, saying, look, while all of you are sitting and talking elsewhere, we are the people who every Friday are out there getting pelted by stones, trying to maintain law and order in the Kashmir Valley, taking on terrorists in many cases. What do you mean by saying that we will be victimized? That's what the police version is.
I mean, no one is trying to tarnish the image of the police force as such. Hats off to the police of Jammu and Kashmir, rightly pointed by every panelist over here, who have been fighting for the nation as such. Naturally, who is tainting that the whole police force is bad as such? Not at all. There must have been failures on the administration of the college, that is NIT. There must have been failure by the police. Certain policemen, 1, 2, 5, 6 might have been bad. They would be the ones who would be punished. No one is tarnishing their image. But coming to a bigger picture, look, who did we encourage initially? We encouraged those who shouted against India, those who said that Hindustan ke sau tukde honge, jang jari rahegi, those who said that Azadi of Kashmir is the demand. Hordes of politicians went and stood for them. Journalists, hordes of journalists at the midnight were standing to, in fact, not only interview Kanhaiya Kumar, just a second, Kanhaiya Kumar, but also Umar Khalid.
Hang on, I have to correct you, again, that's not strictly true. Nobody was defending the people who shouted that. People were saying that Kanhaiya Kumar didn't specifically say that.
No.
They're two separate people. Like
Vikram,
you're saying,
I'll just take
you can't
10 seconds.
Blame the whole of the Jammu and Kashmir
Vikram,
police for what those people did. Everyone in JNU shouted those slogans.
Vikram, sir, we all have gone through what the High Court had to say for Kanhaiya, that it's an infection. We can even think of amputation. But despite that, we stood at midnight to interview him.
We'll be here for the next 6 hours. We'll agree to disagree.
The Delhi government magistrate said doctored video.
Doctored videos, no. And then they will doctor the statement of the other political leaders. What we are trying to say is, Bharat Mata ki jai is fine as long as I'm protected. Jahan par apni jaan ki khatra hai, to ye log sab bhul gaye. All of them are shut. The president is shut. Everybody is quiet. Suddenly nobody wants to go to Jammu and Kashmir. Everybody wants to.
My question government is, I'd really love to see
Vijay Chauhan and some of those lawyers flying to Srinagar. They must go to NIT and defend the students. Special plane can be arranged.
Kashmiri and all Kashmiri together.
What is Rahul Gandhi doing? Why is he not there?
No, he should be there first.
Kashmir University two times gone. Amit Shah ji, where are
you? जाते-जाते चले जाएंगे पता है वो खाली जाने की राजनीति करेंगे जाते-जाते राजनीति से चले जाएंगे
those kashmiri boys in JNU who were shouting those slogans and who had put handkerchiefs across their face they should be arrested because they have done the greatest disservice to all the kashmiris who are studying here to JNK. Why aren't they being arrested?
It might sound ironical coming from Shabnam that those Kashmiri boys should be arrested. She's from Kashmir, I'm from Kashmir. Generally, you won't see a Kashmiri asking for Kashmiri boys to be arrested, especially when they're out, you would try and advocate leniency. But, you know, don't miss the sarcasm there. The reason why they got away, and she has said this earlier elsewhere, are prompted by other kind of politics. And that politics never ought to be forgotten.
What is her sarcasm? And I think she's being...
No, sarcasm.
I've heard her before saying that.
If they were brave boys, if they meant that what they said about those slogans, then they should not have covered their faces. If they had the guts to do that. It means they were there and the cause that they were at that time expounding was not correct.
We are drifting back to JNU from NIT.
Her illusion was... That they
I have
got
no
away.
Illusions. I'm always very specific about my views. No illusions.
No. She has earlier, on earlier occasions, mentioned that they got away because of certain political compulsions of the people governing this country. Because there was a government, because there was political negotiations,
I never alluded to that. What I'm saying, Mr. Nirmal Singh, he went to the NIT.
Very rich imagination.
Yesterday.
Then catch the guys, mention it. Catch the guys. You're there in power right now. No, why are you speaking?
Why did the minister not meet the students yesterday?
You can't.
Okay. Your take on what actually should happen now regarding NIT and your also reaction to the events of the week.
This should not be made out to be a case about students who are local or non-local. Unlike my friend, my learned friend, Mr. Sushil Kole, I will not claim to know what the speed of the stone was, if it was 100 kilometers per hour or 200 kilometers per hour. Let the inquiry come to fore. Before the inquiry report comes, to hold the J&K police responsible or to hold the students responsible on the other end, I think that is something we should avoid. Let me also tell you that the NIT campus has a student population which is in a 70-30 ratio. 70% of the students are non-locals, 30% of the students are locals, and not all of those 30% are from the valley. We have all studied outside our hometowns. Political issues among students, differences of opinions, is not an isolated feature in Kashmir alone. It happens all around the world. But the problem here is, are political double standards. We have different yardsticks of dealing with student tensions in a campus in Kashmir Valley and a campus in Rajasthan University in Chittorgarh. Nobody should play politics over the NIT issue.
You're saying no politics, but the National Conference is to some extent putting the PDP and the BJP government on the mat over this issue, saying that they've mishandled it.
We do believe that. I mean, all the briefings we've heard about police handling this issue have come from the Deputy Chief Minister, who holds portfolios of power and urban development and housing. So what is the Home Minister doing? Why hasn't the Chief Minister been at the forefront of resolving this issue? You have the Human Resource Development Ministry handling the affairs. You have the CRPF replacing the JK Police. What does that do to the morale of JK Police? Can you afford to demoralize J&K Police?
Before you start worrying about the morale of J&K Police, kindly look at the terror-stricken SMSs and tweets these students were doing from their campus about rescuing them. It is about their safety that you ought to be more careful than uniformed, baton charge and properly protected police force. Number two, I don't think it lies in the mouth of Professor Vani or Mr. Junaid Mattu to say students are comfortable. Students ought to tell you whether they feel safe or not. And you have to see what they have to say about their own concerns, about their own
narrative. Where today you are calling the police brutal, but normally it would be the other way around. In case there were excesses of any kinds, you would be defending the police. This is the problem we have with this narrative.
No, because there is no balance. There is no sense of balance.
We are all trying to play politics about this.
Okay,
I am saying let us wait for the inquiry report. Let us wait for the inquiry report, Sushil. Please
meanwhile,
let us wait for the inquiry report.
Meanwhile, you have to protect.
Let somebody speak, then I'll come back to Junaid.
I absolutely agree with the fact that we should have all waited for the inquiry report to come in. But the simple submission also applies to Mr. Junaid and his party. Then today, you should not have been pointing fingers towards the government. You should have humbly stated that, I'll wait for the inquiry report to be out. And thereafter, I will point fingers towards anyone. Junaid, I was not speaking in the between. Mr. Junaid, I was not interrupting you, sir.
I was not interrupting you.
Please National have the patience to hear others out as well.
No, no, you're lying. Sambit, you're lying.
No, I'm not National lying, sir. You said right now that we should all be waiting for the inquiry report.
But your leader,
Mr. Omar Abdullah, is tweeting something well before the inquiry report is out. Okay. That should not be fair. Secondly,
let Junaid respond to what you're saying, then I'll come to you, Sambit. Junaid, finish what you were saying. I couldn't hear you.
Issued one statement. Sambit, National Conference issued one statement and one statement alone, saying that the issue should not be politicized. The safety of the students is paramount. No conclusions should be drawn prematurely. Let us wait for the truth to come out. There are two sides to every narrative.
Had it been so simple as you are stating, you would not have spoken three paragraphs over here then. Let me just complete.
Okay, but what's wrong with what he's saying?
Sambit, I'm not here for your quietness.
What he said before this as well, I'd heard that as well. And you also heard it.
He's saying don't politicize.
No, he said don't politicize.
Please let me finish. Sambit, let me finish.
That it was a mistake of the Home Minister. It was a mistake of the Chief Minister. It was a mistake of Nirmal Singh.
Of course it was.
He went ahead to say why Nirmal Singh is speaking before the Chief Minister.
But Nirmal Singh,
Vikram, the incident happened 3 days
ahead. The 2 points that he accused. Let me clarify
they
on those two points.
It's obvious it's a mistake,
sir.
Let if you 3 days you let a problem...
Let me... Remember, the National Conference had the audacity of passing a resolution in the House saying that it's the Indian government which is responsible for having no talk with Pakistan. And you don't breach us over here.
Pakistan ka dama hai Pakistan and what happened in Pakistan with JIT, let's not get into that. No, let's not get into that. Jaffi hugging and all that. Vikram, I don't want to speak about the Prime Minister's hugging and all that. So let's speak about
Vikram.
No, let's not speak about the Prime Minister's hugging about Smriti Irani. Let's go to the facts.
Vikram, few people attacked Smriti Irani.
One at a time. Ladies first and this way.
Gentlemen, ladies first. That's what I'm saying. Smriti Irani was attacked twice. She needs to be attacked over here.
Shabnam.
Yeah, the problem interpretation.
Smriti Irani has been attacked twice.
Okay.
I think the riddle has been solved by Sambit. If we revisit his opening remark about Mr. Nirmal Singh, see what he said. He said Mr. Nirmal Singh was not in the know. Somebody had briefed him wrongly. That's
police,
what he said.
Not yes.
He said he had been briefed wrongly. Mr. Nirmal Singh,
the government are you?
It is a self-contradictory statement.
Resign for incompetence.
Mr. Nirmal Singh, by now, you have
police
should not
be briefed.
Ajay Kumar, sir,
in the
first Mr. Nirmal Singh, if somebody had the audacity to brief him wrongly in the administration, whether a policeman or some Why hasn't he taken action against that man?
That's and what he's is he saying waiting he's going to for, take action. For 15 he knows who called him. Complete.
So this is enough
questions.
Okay. I have
I'll finish.
These were non-political students who responded to an insult, an unmistakable humiliation, by picking up the tricolor and marching through their campus.
Okay.
This and what happened to them is a calamity where Congress and BJP should not look for opportunities to pull each other down.
Okay,
it
question.
Is it is terrible is it, incident
they
and they must see the larger,
flag,
bigger picture.
Is it a crime?
Vikram.
It is not a crime.
Absolutely right. Those who are trying to unfurl the national flag, those who are trying to chant Vande Mataram in India, those who are trying to say Bharat Mata Ki Jai are the most respectable citizens of this country, and no one, including the police, has the right to charge on them.
Can I just ask you one question? You said anybody is saying Bharat Mata Ki Jai by definition is respectable and can never be doing anything wrong.
Because
so you can do anything you want.
No, no. Who said
so long
that?
As you sing Bharat Mata Ki Jai. Come here. I'm going to whack you one and sing Bharat Mata Ki Jai and then sing it.
Who said that?
You said it.
Your question was, they were just trying to hoist the national flag.
I'm disputing your taking my step one step forward saying, if somebody is saying Bharat Mata Ki Jai, they can never be wrong.
Yes. Saying Bharat Mata Ki Jai is not something for which one should be hurt.
Yes.
Saying Bharat Mata Ki Jai.
You're correct
saying,
on that.
Saying Vande Mataram, chanting Vande Mataram, or trying to unfurl the Indian flag, even at Lal Chowk, is not something which anyone should be objecting to. Remember, this is the government. Who hit that Narendra Modi and Manohar and Murlikar Joshi.
I want RSS to take a selfie with Tiranga.
Okay, wait.
Take a selfie with Tiranga.
You do not want Modi to unfurl the Indian flag.
Lay a bet. You will not see a single RSS guy with a Tiranga selfie. Ask them to do it. Show it.
Tiranga.
We are digressing.
We are digressing. We are digressing.
We are digressing. They challenge us as Indianness. First get an Indian flag, then challenge us for the Indian flag.
See, the problem is, people spend too much time on a different channel. This is not that channel. So can you please...
But I'm just saying this. Pseudo-nationalism, they don't... Tiranga, they have suddenly found loyalty to Tiranga. You never see them.
What do you mean by saying... अगर नेहरू नहीं होता तो कश्मीर नहीं होता
रहता ना दोस्त नो दैट
कश्मीर नहीं होता रोल ऑफ कश्मीर वुड हैव बीन ना
द प्रॉब्लम ऑफ कश्मीर इज बिकॉज़
प्रॉब्लम ऑफ कश्मीर ओके
एवरीवन शुड हैव अ राइट टू देयर बिलीव्स इफ दे वांट टू शाउट वंदे मातरम भारत माता की जय लाइक भगत सिंह इनकलाब जिंदाबाद लाइक नेताजी जय हिंद ऑल दीज आर अलाउड And about Kashmir.
Forget Ramdev.
Ajoy, Sambit, can we have peace now for a minute?
Ajoy, peace.
And one thing I'd like to say is,
let peace prevail here if not anywhere else.
Police inquiries are dubious.
Now let me come to the audience. You have a brother, right? He's a local Kashmiri.
Yeah, he's a local Kashmiri.
And what's he saying?
They're attending the classes, but like everything is going fine. They're attending the classes. Yeah.
But the basic logic of what we were just saying is that, as Professor Wani was, and I think Junaid also said, that eventually we should have a situation where students from the Kashmir Valley should be
very happily and in increasing numbers studying in other parts of the country, and the reverse should be happening inside the Kashmir Valley.
First of all, I don't understand why is this issue, like, why are they making this a big issue? Because same thing happened in Kashmir in 2015. I saw police beating even girls. No one was speaking like that. Students are being beaten up. And in like in Hyderabad University, in JNU, they use the police. Why are they making this a big issue? Like,
but JNU became a big issue too. So the JNU didn't become a big issue.
No, it was like it was a small issue between the students. All started with a cricket match. I don't understand why is this issue being given such a big importance?
Because students were then beaten up in a rather brutal manner, which should not be happening in any case. Okay, the gentleman next to you.
In Mewar University, where 15 students were beaten, there were students as well, like the students in NIT. So that has been condemned, but not this sort of a reaction has been there. We don't see delegations being sent there. We don't see CRPF being sent there. That has not even been addressed. It was Kashmir media that first addressed it, and then the Indian media gathered around it. So I think, how do you define that? Why do we require caliber for
the statement the Kashmiri media gathered? Why do we require the Indian caliber media gathered? I object to that statement.
No, why do we require caliber
for justice? This is a psyche. You mean this has to be done away with.
Yeah, that's a, that, and that's where the problem quite often happens from. Yeah.
Sir, don't you think that there's a selective treatment on the part of government towards the Kashmiris? Like, recall the 2006 incident at the Amar Singh College. The 46 students were brutally...
You see, but hang on. Look, I am a great believer in the freedom of speech, but take things forward. If you are going to go as a 20, 30 students who are going to be coming in a university in India, cheering for an Indian defeat, you will be expecting a certain reaction from other students around you. It would happen, by the way, anyway.
Brutality in the 2006 in the Amar Singh College.
Police brutality can be condemned. Anytime the police are entering and going on a rampage, it should be condemned.
There have been incidents in Mewar University. None of the members from Ministry of HRD indulged in that. Central government didn't send CRPF there for the security of those students. And as far as the situation is concerned, it is just being exaggerated for the political
benefits. It's being exaggerated. Okay, I'm flat out of time, so everyone gets 10 seconds to give final closing comments. And I'm going to start off with Professor Gulwani. From the Kashmir University. Final thoughts, sir. What do you think should happen now?
So it is not only a question of NIT. The larger question is that we need to protect and safeguard the pluralism in the student body. And whether these are NIT issue or the JNU, anywhere. The pluralism in the student body is an asset for the institutions and for the larger cause of nation building anywhere. And we need to learn from Harvard, from Cambridge, where even, the local population in the vicinity of these universities is being asked to take these students from different countries on rented accommodation so that they actually learn what type of difficulties are there while actually studying in that type of a society.
Junaid, finally, just a few seconds.
I just read a news report that there is a new college in Rajasthan, the Vyas College of Engineering, where 16 students from Kashmir have been brutally assaulted and injured at some cultural show. Then you have the case of Mewar University. My issue is, if Srimati Smriti Irani and the MHRD ministry and New Delhi were so prompt in jumping headfirst into a law and order situation, which is a state subject in the case of NIT, why aren't they showing similar concern in situations where students from the valley, studying outside the valley, have faced similar situations of assault and have complained that there has been a disproportionate use of force? I believe that NIT is an issue between the student fraternity. We should wait for the tempers to cool. Both student factions should be pacified. And this demand of shifting NIT is problematic. I hope there is no political backing to the claim of shifting the NIT.
Come on. I think
it is extremely important that where there are non-locals, that local people, including teachers, including civil society, go out of their way to make these people feel at home and take up their cause whenever necessary. They should not be left to
that should happen in the valley. It should happen for
everywhere, and it should not be left to the police.
Okay, fine, fair enough. Shabnam.
Kashmir, rise to the occasion this time. Inclusiveness, inclusiveness, and inclusiveness is the norm. And they are students. They belong to us as much as they belong to the rest of India.
I have a home in Kashmir. Those who are playing down the fact that it was just a cricket match, let me tell them, for decades and even now, whenever India played, whether it won or lost, my window panes were shattered. There was stone pelting. Number two, those who are making claims about hospitality and inclusiveness must ask these students, how safe, secure, and comfortable they feel today. And number three, and it's a small aside, I never thought I'll live to see the day when communists and Congress will teach a lesson or two in patriotism to BJP.
Okay, Ajay.
Communist, the Congress would always teach a lesson to BJP, that's been historical. But the important part is Mehbooba Mufti and Nirmal Singh together have to get the Kashmiri and non-Kashmiri students in NIT inside and resolve it. It's been there for 30 years. Shifting it will attack immediately the idea of India. It's a disastrous thing. The other issue is whether it's Kashmiri boys outside or non-Kashmiri boys in Srinagar should be protected. And the third and most thing, what I get scared of, I request the BJP and the RSS not to divert the national issues by these issues like drought and other issues in this country which are challenging and raising these bogey, which is also harming the country.
Samit,
the only singular point that I want to make is the accusation often on the Bharatiya Janata Party is we are compromised with our ideology only because we are having a government with PDP, which is opposite to our ideology in Jammu and Kashmir. No, sir. It is not because of few beacon cars or not because of few bungalow that the Bharatiya Janata Party has formed government there with PDP. We all have to understand very honestly that having a workable government in Jammu and Kashmir is what Pakistan does not want, is what every Indian should want. Because if we have a stable government there lies the solution, there lies the peace.
All right, that's all that we have time for on this particular episode of The Big Fight, but we will be back again next week. Thanks for watching. Bye for now.